Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line, Chris Mitchell. He's an expert in municipal internet at the Institute for Local Self-Reliance, talking about this ErieNet program. It's being introduced tomorrow night by Erie County Executive Mark Poloncar. What it would be is a fiber internet backbone throughout all of Erie County in an effort to bring high-speed internet to those places that don't get it, and maybe even increase competition in places that already do. Chris, thanks for joining us. This idea isn't unique to Erie County. It's been done in other areas before, hasn't it?
That's right. There's a lot of different ways that we've seen local governments getting involved to try to bring better connectivity to businesses and residents. It's a little bit new for a large county serving such a major metro to do this, but there's certainly lots of ways that you could learn lessons from previous projects.
What's been the impact of some of those previous projects? I think one of the largest ones people look at is in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Right, in Chattanooga, which extends to on the order of 500,000 people or across a territory slightly larger than the city, in that case, the electric utility actually built the network out to every home and business. That's resulted in estimates of more than 3,000, perhaps more than 5,000 new jobs. It certainly lowered prices for a very high-quality broadband. I mean, some of the best internet you can get in the country. It's been a tremendous success. But this program we would not expect to have quite that far-reaching result. I think a more likely result in Erie County will be simply people will have better options. They'll still have the old options that they're used to, but they will probably have some price competition and a better option or two, hopefully.
Yeah, what are you seeing with that better option? Because, two of the main things people would complain about with internet is, first of all, speed of internet in a lot of areas. And then second of all, just that idea of competition and options, there really isn't much out here. Building just a fiber optic backbone, so to speak, do you see that attracting new service providers? Does it have the ability to bring new people to the area?
Well, I think this is in some ways a little bit of the gamble, the uncertainty, because you could very well see that some areas will get one or two options, or even, in some cases you might think several options, whereas other areas might not have any investment. The county won't have a lot of control over that. And I'd be curious if the county's already had some conversations with service providers. But this is one of the hardest parts in terms of the actual impact. Because the county needs to find partners that would want to work with it. It's the part that I'm most curious about moving forward.
There's a lot of people who say, in my area, the internet's fine. I don't have any, problem with speed. When you're talking about fiber optic lines and, gigabit gets thrown around a lot of words that people really don't know what they actually mean, although it's fast. How much faster are we talking?
We're talking that basically anything you want to do will more or less happen faster than you notice. It's a situation in which, there's no worry about the kids using gaming while you're trying to do work or anything like that. We think of it as being abundance, much like we don't have to turn off our lights to use our toasters. These kinds of internet connections will be so fast that almost anything you want to do will happen more or less instantaneously. And that's, frankly, the direction that we should be going for everyone's access.
Does that kind of fall in line with this, maybe growing idea that the internet is treated more like a utility than, a luxury?
Yeah, I think so. Although, it's pretty clear that local governments need to take this kind of action because at the federal level, we see, a decision to treat it more like a utility in some ways, and then 2 years later, a decision not to do that. The big providers are really the ones that are calling the shots. like companies like Charter Spectrum and Verizon, AT&T. And so, you know, in Buffalo, you'll actually have more certainty now and in all of Erie County, because ideally local providers will be able to invest more easily and you'll have more continuity because you won't be as dependent on these big providers that may be changing the way they operate their network based on a federal law that shifts every time a different political party takes power.
Here, we're talking about building just a backbone, but in other areas of the country, when the government has gotten involved, it's actually built out the internet. And you can buy, say, we buy internet now from Spectrum, but then you also have the option to buy it from you know, in this case, it would be ErieNet. In some cases, it's called something else, but that internet that's run by whatever municipality it is. I guess the one question that a lot of people have in mind is, do I really want to be buying the internet from, you know, the government or from whoever I pay my taxes to? What might that look like in terms of privacy and security and things like that? I'm sure those questions have come up in those other areas. What's been the result so far of these places who have had it for a few years?
Yes, that question of privacy definitely does come up. And, you know, the answer is that a local government provider often has similar incentives to another local private provider. You know, the network will be run often by a department like the electric department and not the police department or, you know, some other department. And so what that means is that it will be done in a professional manner. The local government is focused on trying to make sure this investment pays for itself. It creates jobs. It creates price competition. And if they were to do anything along the lines of violating privacy, it would basically be the end of the service. I mean, we would expect to see almost nobody using it in that scenario. So we haven't seen local governments abusing that position. You know, frankly, I feel much more confident using the municipal broadband systems from a security and a privacy standpoint than I do a Comcast or a Charter network, because the big companies have the incentive to try to monetize your privacy, to try to sell it to you know, advertisers and things like that. And even if local providers wanted to do that, they don't have the scale to do it. And so there's just, it's a good concern, and we should definitely be wary of what we're, information we're allowing the government to have. But I have not seen any evidence of harms from the, you know, few hundred municipal networks that are delivering service around the nation.
Joining us on the line, Chris Mitchell is with the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. So talking about an idea of municipal internet and what is being presented here in Erie County, the idea of something called ErieNet, a fiber internet backbone that would run throughout the county. Chris, does this whole idea have the possibility of becoming obsolete in a few years? You know, all this talk about 5G, that there won't be any wires, that people will just kind of use that as their home internet service. Is it possible that this idea could be built out and by the time we see it, we're already on to the next thing?
There are, first of all, there's a lot of people asking that question. And frankly, I've been getting this question for 12 years, and fiber optics has remained the gold standard. If there was something that was going to make it obsolete, we would see it in the research laboratories and, you know, in testing and things like that. From the time in which something gets exciting in academic labs and in the cable labs to when it's actually available to the public takes, you know, on the order of 10 years. Now, 5G is something that some people have suggested could make fiber obsolete, but, you know, frankly, I think those people don't understand the technology very well. You know, we're looking at 5G being rolled out perhaps to 30 million households over the next 5 or 6 years. That's a pretty ambitious target, I think. That would be a quarter of U.S. households. And the service would not be super reliable. You know, the technologies we're talking about does not do a good job of penetrating leaves. So you could imagine in your neighborhood, some people would get a decent signal, others wouldn't. But the question I have is when you're streaming a big football game and the signal goes out for 5 seconds because the wind's blowing in a weird direction, is that something people really want for their internet connection? I think people are going to want a strong wired connection moving forward, just like we've seen to date.
What has, because, you know, more than just Erie County can hear us talking about this now, this would just be for Erie County. When this is put in a particular area, what has the impact been like in neighboring cities or counties that you know, have maybe seen a fallout or some sort of result to that?
Well, you know, I would say that they don't see a whole lot in neighboring areas right away. One of the things that we'll see is that you would expect Charter Spectrum to lower their prices in the regions in which Erie County has providers coming in. So, you know, you might not even see lower prices across all of Erie County right away, because what we would expect is that a company like Charter Spectrum, which almost certainly will not use this network, they'll use their own network, but they will start lowering prices with phone calls and door knocking campaigns and things like that, as opposed to just lowering everyone's price. They'll just lower prices in the neighborhoods that are getting the competition. And we would not expect significant changes nearby, although if there is no plan nearby, one of the things we have seen is that people will start to move. Not incredible numbers of people, but some people will move their business or their offices to Erie County if they can get a much higher quality connection. And one of the issues you mentioned earlier was, you mentioned price and speed, but reliability is another key factor. And we would expect this network to be very reliable.
Well, hey, we appreciate all the insight. That is Chris Mitchell joining us on the line, municipal internet expert at the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. Joining us live now in studios, Mike Baggerman. Mark Poloncarz is set to officially unveil this tomorrow. Declined to talk about it on the air with us today. But, Mike, you talked with him about it yesterday. I guess how excited is he for this, or does he have the idea that this is something that won't face opposition and will get off the ground this year?
Well, obviously, he does have a lot of excitement since he's going to be addressing it during tomorrow's State of the County address, like you had mentioned. You know, widespread, you know, typically when Mark introduces something in the legislature, it interacts, reaches some sort of opposition, whether it's people like Minority Leader Joe Lurigo or other members of the Minority Caucus in the legislature. I talked to Ed Rath yesterday. I talked with Lurigo also. Both of them are actually in support of the idea. Now, they do have a lot of questions. Heck, everybody has questions about what this thing is going to be, how it's going to be unveiled, how much it's going to cost. But, you know, on its surface, everybody's really supportive of this initiative. Again, it's $20 million to create this backbone, so to say, just to create the infrastructure. It would be then up to companies like Spectrum, Verizon, Charter to do that last mile to go directly into homes.
Now, what we were just talking about with Chris is that in other areas where they've done this before, it's been a lot smaller than Erie County. You're talking certain cities and towns, but they have gone and directly connected to homes and businesses on their own so that they're the internet service provider. Did he have anything to say as to why not go that extra mile?
Yeah,
right,
I asked him specifically, why not go that extra mile? It's being done in places like Chattanooga. And he said that doing something like that would end up having to cost taxpayers $100 million. So the plan right now, create that middle line, so to say, as he put. The last line would be done by Charter, Spectrum, Verizon. The middle line, though, only cost the $20 million. If they were to go all in on this project, it's $100 million. Now, you factor in other things that the county is already planning, like, I don't know, a convention center. This is asking another $80 million is a pretty tough sell for people. So this first step is to create the middle line. Whether they go that last bit, that remains to be seen. But again, you know, that's a lot of the questions that are still being asked. Another question that's still being asked, what about the city of Buffalo? There's no county roads in the city of Buffalo. So how are you going to expand services into there? So expect this on its surface right now to be very appealing. But once we get into the nitty gritty details about wanting to expand Fios into the city and into Cheektowaga, that's where this is going to run into some more problems.
Speaking of roads, he also talked about that yesterday too, right?
Yeah, $40 million of investment into some major roadways in Buffalo. One of them that I guess a lot of people take more than any one area is that Abbott Road area right off of Mile Strip. And that's because anytime you go to a Buffalo Bills game, you get stuck in traffic for a little bit of time. Yeah, $40 million will go towards investment in local roads, local bridges. But Abbott Road, he did say that unless we have the worst summer weather-wise, that should be milled, overlaid, everything should be ready for Bill's preseason.
That's good to hear. I did see one pothole that I usually hit on my way into work was filled. So
baby steps.
Progress.
Abbott Roads, I take that every day. It's still a pretty bumpy ride.
Yeah, WBEN's Mike Baggerman joining us live in studio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.